When Bob Fosse's production of the Stephen Schwartz Roger O. Herson musical Pippin opened its 4.5-year run in October of 1972, its folk pop sound seemed right in step with the beats of the time. When Kansas City Rep artistic director Eric Rosen discovered the show about a decade later, its story of a young prince's search for meaning and validation obsessed him.
I've loved Pippin since I was a kid. There was a 1982 recording of the Fosse production that I watched probably every day for a couple of years when I was 12 or 13. Pippin's story is, he starts off by saying, I need to find something extraordinary to do with my life, and I feel empty and vacant if I can't find my thing. And I think that's such a trope of all of Western literature for the past 150 years, of a hero character taking a journey to find fulfillment and ultimately having to change his expectations. Pippin's sort of endless running against the wall and hitting himself in the head felt like me.
Rosen says, though, that he and Pippin became estranged for about 20 years, but when he began to think about revisiting the show, he knew he'd have to update its look, feel, and sound, for it's a show that, if you just listen to the score, sounds frozen in the 1970s.
We've changed the conceptual frame from the sort of 70s hippie folk rock style to this kind of really driving contemporary sound and rock concert feeling that feels like the everything that happened in music from 72 over the last 40 years has changed how we feel about music and what it expresses and what we can do in the theater. So what might have felt really contrastingly dark in that very light musical style, since our musical style is more aggressive, the play feels like it's matched to what it says.
Toward realizing the ambiance of a rock concert, Rosen and his creative team put the band on stage and instruments in his actors' hands. Stage lights that would normally be hidden from the audience jut out into full view from each side of the proscenium. At a recent rehearsal, the cast, led by Claiborne Elder, run through the song Morning Glow. Another way the Rep is modernizing its Pippin is in the dance. Brought in from New York is 29-year-old Chase Brock, whose visceral and youthful choreography can currently be seen in Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark on Broadway. Brock says as much as he respected Pippin's original choreographer, the late Bob Fosse, it was important that he stray far from Fosse's iconic style.
What was exciting about this is when Eric asked me to do it, my first question was, can I not do anything that Bob Fosse did? Can we go as far away? You know, and he said, absolutely, I don't want to do that version. I want us to do our version. And I actually feel like that's less about reinventing and more about making the story speak to our times in the way that it spoke to its times in 1972. I would never want to do my watered-down imitation of anybody else. And I feel like wanting our audiences to have an experience that feels totally authentic and genuine and fresh.
Director Eric Rosen says Pippin has been one of the hardest shows he's ever cast. He needed actors who could both sing, play instruments, and dance Brock's dances, a style Rosen tags as a mosh pit at a performance art event. Steve Walker, KCUR News.